What's your favorite donut?
My go-to is a dozen. This is my favorite. Get a dozen donuts.
This is Delusions.
Yeah, let's go.
The podcast where we dive deep into the convergence of ideas. We're excited to take you on a journey through the flood of discussion on topics, ranging from culture, faith, politics, and everything in between. Each week, we'll bring banter with new perspectives, interesting guests, and lively conversation that will challenge and inspire you. Join us as we explore the deluge of ideas and find the common ground that brings us all together. Here on Delusions, here's your host on deck from the podcast layer, Phil Ville.
Oh, hey, everybody. Yeah, sorry. Yep, there it is.
Wow.
Welcome here to the podcast layer.
What was that?
We're back on the air. Hey, it's been a while. It's very awkward here tonight.
That was because, awkward.
Yes, because there's an eclipse happening as we speak. So if you haven't given your heart to Jesus,
know,
you're not ready to go.
I know.
What the heck? I know. Hey, okay. Say it again.
It's because I walk by the light.
Okay. Aaron,
watch
stop.
Out. You're going to give a 10-9 to us. All right.
10-9. Wow.
Don't look into the light.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it's a lot of conspiracy theories going on because of the solar eclipse here in.
I'm ready for them.
Yeah. Is it just happening in Fresno?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wasn't sure.
Really?
That's the only place in the world.
Man, see, I'm already going. It was a joke. I promise that was just set up. No, we talked about it earlier. It was a joke. Man, I can't. Wow, I fell for it earlier. I didn't even get to introduce myself yet.
Well, yeah, we're getting there. Yeah, so you know,
while
we introduce to our new, you know what? Skip you. We're going back to. Well, we will. Speaking of the total eclipse of the heart. Yes, the wife is here. She's back. You know, it's been a while since we've been here. But wife, it's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a very long time.
Yeah, because you don't see me like ever.
Wow.
And I was grounded for a little bit, but it's good to be back. We're here. At least we get to see each other at the podcast time. But it's good to have, you know, it's been a while. Last time we were here, our daughter was 3. Now she's 4. So, you know, it's for those that have little ones.
It's okay, Ben. She had a birthday.
So she had a birthday.
Turned from 3 to 4. That's what happened.
Yeah.
So this is how it's going to go now. You're going to explain everything to me.
Oh, we don't do inside jokes here, we're told, but. Yeah. And okay, of course, we have back, of course, Omar, the chaplain.
Chaplain?
No, you're a reverend.
Yeah.
Or pastor.
Church pastor.
Cardarian. Yeah, I have a card and everything they sent me.
You have a card?
Yeah.
What color is it?
It's actually white and orange. Right here.
Oh, dang, that wallet.
Ooh, that's official.
What?
You're the OG. Yeah. Oh, that's AG.
Yeah,
AG. Wow.
I'm the AG OG.
Signatures on there?
But the wallet, though. Did you see the wallet?
I know.
You like
that's
that?
Been through some things, man.
Wow. Yeah, this has a testimony.
There you know what
I mean? It survived the eclipse.
That's right. It survived COVID.
How many receipts you got in that thing there?
Oh, dude, I'm on my way to being a Mexican dad. You know what I mean? So I haven't yet touched the hem. Of the Mexican fathers, magic and their massive wallets. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, I haven't called outside it because of my wallet, but my money is just received. I have no idea what they have in there. So many lottery tickets or something. I don't know.
God.
But I want to, do you have your eclipse glasses? Are you for the eclipse?
No, I just look right at it. I'm good.
Oh, really? Here's some good ones here. You want to take a look at these?
Oh, yeah. Glasses? Oh, those are good. Those are effective. Effective, yeah.
Okay, well,
I'm into DIY, bro. That's
DIY,
good. I
right
like
there.
That.
What do you think about those, Aaron?
Not only are you gonna wash it, you're gonna have fresh breath.
Okay,
it's good having you back. It's been a long time. This is actually everybody episode number 10.
Oh,
10 milestone. Yes, yeah. Take two for the behind the scenes. You had some technical difficulties last time around. But so we have so much to talk about. But before we get to what we're talking about, we're introducing a new guest today. And he is from TJ? Mexico?
No, right? Brother. I am from Oaxaca. Hawaii.
From Hawaii.
Yes, but I'm Samoan.
Samoan.
I got to make that clear. So.
And he's okay. got to say it right. He can't just say, oh, I'm Samoan.
Yeah. And how do you pronounce your last name?
Samoan. Leafa.
Okay, so I got to ask, just doing a background check on you to be on here.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay.
So remember, you are in the seat of truth.
Took a lot of money.
What is your real name?
My whole name? You want it? Yeah. We're going to put my government out there.
What's your name? I was told a special somebody texted me, says, ask him what his real name is.
I have five names, so it's Fa'ata Futu Sipa Benjamin Leafa.
Ah, bro, Benjamin. Oh, wow. That was just like a.
Man, that's my dead cousin, brother.
Say that again. So one more time.
That's my son's name. So I mean, I could clown on Benjamin.
I never met him.
Okay, one more time. Let's.
I love you, cuz. See you soon.
I would have loved you, cuz.
Yeah, I would have loved him.
Okay, so one more time. Say it one more time.
Fa'ata Futu Sipa Benjamin Leafa.
Wow.
Okay. I like that.
That's heritage right there.
Can I call you Ben?
Yes.
Okay. That'd be easier. Okay. Prefer that. Okay. Well, speaking of which, there's a lot of things that people need to know about you. Very, very deep things that I guess apparently there's you love food, I take it?
Oh, I love food. Yes. Love food.
And I hear that you love a specific type of little round bean.
Oh, yeah. No. I don't eat beans. Beans is a no for me. I know that's probably going to cause a lot of controversy, but I don't eat beans.
But you're from Mexico. You don't eat no beans.
I mean,
where is it?
No beans for me, man. No beans. Double rice.
In the beautiful island of Mexico.
With the volcanoes. Yeah. Okay. So why don't you eat beans? You just don't like the taste of it? You don't like the aftertaste?
Or the after effect?
No, it doesn't make sense. Like, it's just mush.
You like refried chili beans? Ooh, you like
none of it.
What if you put the word green in front of it? Does it change it?
Green beans are all right.
Okay, so you do like some beans.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, green beans are
that's
okay.
Mush.
That's mush. Yeah, that's a little mushy.
Yeah, those don't. Yeah,
that's why I don't like Aaron.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Is that a little too much? I'm sorry.
Okay.
That came off a little too much.
You,
I love you, actually. I love them.
Too late.
You have to drive home together.
That's
true.
Yeah, we do. Ooh. I mean, you guys are carpooling.
I don't like Aaron.
You don't live in the same place.
Oh, I like that.
I love him so much.
That's a save. That's a save.
I love that guy.
Okay.
Good dude. Buys me Starbucks.
Now, many of you may know, some of us here, here's the Reverend. We have worship leaders here, a bass player, and you have Tech and the worship director, he's a producer here.
Travis Tech. And
you're also a worship leader, right?
Yes. I do worship.
And
sometimes.
You're a PK?
I am a PK.
Wow.
So you love all of the...
This guy, everything. Where is this coming from? That's worship the last music. Thing people find out about me.
Oh, the last thing?
Yeah.
You're not proud of that? You should be proud, Ben. You got that. You could preach now. It's like, you got that gene to preach gene.
Yeah.
Okay.
That.
And I hear that your favorite music is not gospel. It's not R&B.
It is gospel.
Pastor,
it's gospel. I promise you it's gospel.
The gospel is like more like a country gospel, or I heard that you like country music.
Oh, I do love country music. I love country music. Yeah.
So you're
Jason Crabb. We were just listening to him on the way. If you guys know him, shout out Jason Crabb, the Crabb family.
Okay. So I don't really listen to country music. I don't know too much about it. I just know that the greatest country star was born and everybody's all excited for it. Is it all like a... What's the Queen Bee's name? Queen Bee? She dropped a country album and it's supposed to be
this ain't
like
Texas. This ain't hold on.
Whatever.
Is it really a country music? What do you think about the Beyonce country going country now?
I mean, it's catchy, but you won't catch me listening to it.
It's catchy.
I heard she gave a shout out to Clovis.
Really?
And that I guess one of her songwriters is from Clovis. And that he put it, and it said to the Cowboys and Clovis is one of the lines on the album. Yeah. So, you know, maybe she don't know what Clovis is. I think there's a Clovis, Texas too, but either way, there was a little connection that maybe Clovis here in,
we live in Clovis. Is it one of us?
Yeah. It's one of you guys. Maybe do a little cowboy.
Not me.
I mean, Clovis right now.
We're going to get a little cowboy hat for you, Phil. There's a little cowboy feel in the house.
I don't know what that was.
Yeehaw. That's what it is, bro.
It's like a dog. It's not like a donkey or something.
Why a donkey, though?
And
I hear.
a little bit of a history of being beaten a little bit, huh? Who's this?
Tua! Hey. Shout out to Tua, man. He's putting on for the poly. Yeah, I went to elementary with that guy.
Wow. Yeah,
you told him the story? Tua, man.
He beat you up?
No. No, he did not beat me up. No.
yes, he did.
No, he did not. Aaron is a liar.
Okay. So what's the... What?
What happened here was I went to elementary school, and, you know, in elementary, you guys can relate. You know, you pride yourself on being the strongest in elementary.
Of course.
I was the strongest.
Yeah, right?
I was the strongest.
I actually was the strongest.
I was the strongest running away. Like, I was very short.
Okay.
I'm still the strongest.
I hate all my beans. I hate all my beans growing up. And look at me now. I'm so strong.
So continue.
No, so every Tua, he was always been the best athlete at every school he's been at. So mm-hmm. even in elementary, I was asking kids, who's the strongest kid? Because it's me. And most of them were saying it was Tua. So, you know, me talking trash, I was like, no, I'm the strongest kid. Tell him I said that.
Let's go.
So, you know how word goes around schools. Everybody's talking about it. Fight after school, Tua and Ben. And so after school comes up, but my uncle picks me up. And my uncle, shout out Uncle Dave. Love you, man. Love you, little bro. And
he saved my life.
No, I was more scared of my uncle. That's the story. I was more scared of him. I was not going to fight because if I fought, my uncle would have beat me up, and then my dad would have beat me up, then my mom. If you get into a fight, you know how that goes.
Yeah, you get beat down.
Yeah, so the next day at school, I got made fun of because I didn't show up.
Ooh, that's what you get.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
And that.
But you know what? Hey, I would rather get... No, I don't know where I was going with that. Yeah. So
you know.
It wasn't an L. I tell you that, Tua. Shout out to you, man. Hey, shout out to you, man. Love what you're doing.
Well, do you remember this, by the way?
He probably won't, man. Tua's big time, dude. He's big
time. Okay, we'll see.
If he does, hey, man, send me some
videos. We'll get him on the podcast.
DM us. We'll get you on the diligence to give your side of the story.
Probably doesn't even know who I am.
Well, it's great having you, Ben. Give it up for Ben for being here for the first time.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if we make a second time. All right.
Let's go.
Okay, for our next story, I have a question that's very, very personal for us to kind of be talking about this. So we got to put our serious... What is your favorite type of donut? I will start with our guests. Okay, so you could pick whatever you want. What is your first go to, Ben? You first.
Homer Simpson one, man.
The pink Homer one? Yeah. With the sprinkles?
Yeah. I answered it fast.
Okay. No, that's okay. It. All right. Mm-hmm. Aaron, what about you?
Bro, you come on.
Pick what's your go to?
What's your favorite donut?
My go-to is a dozen. This is my
get a dozen donuts.
My favorite.
Oh, boy. Can't take them nowhere.
I'm going to go apple fritter.
Apple
wow. fritter.
Which one's that one? That
was before I change my mind.
Okay. That's good, bro.
Is it a picture of that one right there? And none of them?
No, it's like a fried, almost like more like a little drizzle with the little.
Is that the Mexican?
With the it's apple like chunks
football.
On it.
Like, yeah. If a donut wasn't bad enough, they deep fry it even more.
Yeah,
and it's just
nice crisp on it, huh? I like your style.
Okay,
it has apples though.
Yeah, it's little kinda, chunks. Those are good.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about now. All right, maybe. All right, so wife, my beautiful wife, you know you're not really into pastries.
Oh, really?
Okay, so what is your favorite? Let them know, what is your favorite donut, go-to donut?
Custard filled.
Okay. That's nasty. You got to be like, how old are you? Like 50? Can I get some custard?
With some tea.
What is that?
Some hot tea.
It's like an old person donut.
I do love custard filled. Like it's so good.
I love custard too. That was going to be mine.
Hey, they make pan dulce with custard filling in them it's and all these different things. It's a Mexican thing.
The jelly. The jelly is the second one. But custard is the first. If I have to pick one. Okay, Omar, what is yours?
Maple bar. Hands down, Maple Bar is the OG. You know, let's go. Maple Bar from Rollins Donuts right there on G Street in Merced. Hey, slide through. They're the best. They always sell out because they're so good. All right, shout out to Rollins.
Okay, well, here in the New York Post is saying there's a psychologist. There's an article, not bad, I guess. Here's what your favorite donut says about you. So apparently a donut could be tied to our personality.
Wait. But what's yours?
I said custard. I identify.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Identify as a custard.
I thought it was jelly.
Okay, no, second. I don't know.
You go through all 12 of the dozen.
All dozen. He's on 12 multiple personality disorder over there.
No, dang.
I think you just get diagnosed with schizophrenia, bro.
So Ben was the first one to say, yeah, you like the Homer Simpson, which is a sprinkle. So those, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're basically, they're saying, a child at heart. You are adventurous, innovative, a lot of fun to be around.
Aww.
You're a generous person.
Dude, this is going to make me cry. Yes. This is good.
Generous.
This is like a prophetic donut, like, reading here.
It's like music. Ideogram. Spirit. Sharing money. Experiences with others. Okay.
Bro, what? That sounds like Mr. Burns now. You sound greedy.
Mr. Burns?
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay. So finish this.
Okay.
So,
friendly. Generous.
As well as being confident and charismatic. Open-minded, you are a person who could improve anyone's mood in a very short space of time. I would say that's pretty accurate.
Really? Thank you.
I donut horoscopes.
Except for
don't ruin it, bro.
You know what? Actually, I rebuke this, bro. I rebuke this now. I'm out of here, bro.
All salty.
I thought we were Christian.
Okay. Donut horoscopes. I love it.
And what was yours, Aaron? Remind me. That was a hot. What was your
sprinkles? So
he wasn't chip on that.
Apple fritter.
Oh, that's right. I don't know. They don't say it that this one kind of. I think Gerd's is more like a experimental.
Experimental.
That's not the right word, experimental. Bro. Oh.
Experimental.
Whoa.
Excrement. Glaze. No, who's yours? Is a classic glaze? Maple Bar.
No, Maple Bar.
Okay, you are a traditionalist.
Oh.
You know what you
like. You're the 50-year-old right there.
Yes.
You know what you like in life and have. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it attitude.
You are an old man.
Little cautious about by nature. Okay. You are also modest and self-disciplined.
Oh, wow.
Is that true? I have to ask
Janae. I'm modest.
Okay.
Of course.
I'm lacking a little discipline with the donuts right now, but I'm like, I'll get better.
He dresses modest. You don't have the short.
I don't do
He's
the crop
the
top.
Halter tops.
I don't do the V. I don't even do the V now.
Wow. And you rank highly on the empathy scale. As you can always see life from someone else's perspective. You're sincere and authentic, preferring more often not to relax in your own company than at a social occasion.
Wow.
As you enjoy your personal space and you're a patient and loyal person, always ready to listen to others' people's concerns.
Yeah, this is wrong. The donuts don't define me.
Now,
I break that box. I can't.
Okay, you know, you have Apple.
The pink box.
This is about
the pink box.
It has to do with the filling. So I think that let's go with this with you.
Okay.
Let's see if it's you or not. Maybe it's not.
Why would it be filling for?
No, that's you guys. You guys are fillings.
We're more, or the custard fill.
Different. Yeah.
There's a jam filled type of thing. Like that. So let's see if it's you. While you might live in the present, you have a lot of fond memories of childhood, of growing up. Huh? The sponsor stuff.
Oh, wow. Mm.
You're logical and reliable, and people always know where they stand with you.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You may be the organizer in your social circle.
Oh.
As you have great balance in life and have a knack of being able to please most people most of the time.
Wow.
People pleaser.
Jeez.
Okay. Now for us.
Uh-oh.
I was on my list.
He's all disappointed.
I like his better. Okay.
I want that one. I like that
I'm
one
a
better.
Maple Bar.
Never mind. I'm sprinkles.
I start buying new donuts.
There is one. I forgot which one that you tend to like switch it up all the time. But anyways, that's a different one. Okay, so here's us. Wow. Night. Let's see.
He's all the donuts. That's what it is.
A custard fill. Mm. You are 50 years old.
Oh, I thought he had that one. He had that on the money.
Phil, that was actually funny, bro. Wow.
10 episodes and we finally got it.
Actually.
Oh my God. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so I do edit this show, so I can see if I say a joke, you guys are laughing, and I can see him like with a look of disgust. He's like,
oh man, that's too funny.
Okay, so
50 years old.
Okay, you can be quite a passionate, sometimes fiery person on the outside. Mm. You're very kind and warm hearted. You are a sociable person.
That's so true.
Who is always cheerful.
Always cheerful.
Even when life doesn't go your way, mm-hmm. you're friendly, trustworthy, and empathetic.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, I don't believe these.
The devil's a liar. Oh, okay, man. Well, I thought it was interesting. That, you know, I can see some things, but it's kind of like shooting in the dark. You know, personality test. It's like, I get it. Some of them are kind of very specific. What, sanguine, and what's the other ones? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
I don't even know. I'm sanguine.
Sanguine?
The Enneagram, Aaron.
Oh, the Enneagram. Oh, boy.
Oh, that's right.
What color are you?
Now, what donut are you?
Now it's what
I prefer the donut one than the Enneagram.
Yeah, I like this donut one. Yeah.
Taurus. Oh, that's a different
one. Ben got the best one. You got the best one. Wow. And I don't even know if it's true.
It does fit.
Ben
in.
Wins on this one, yes, too. Give it up for Ben. Ben wins.
Wow. Oh, it's a game. Let's go.
No.
I get a point. Let's go. I'm up one.
Dang, dude.
You get a participation point.
You get a pink donut.
Oh, yeah, you get a donut with the sprinkles.
Okay, for this next segment, I'm going to ask Mr. Omar, the chaplain, reverend, pope, cardinal, uh-huh. bishop, wow. to speak and set up the whole story about your cousin P. Diddy,
Dang.
Puff Daddy. What is going on with that? Set that up. We're about to talk about that a little bit.
Just because we call him cuz doesn't mean he's cousin. You know what I mean? That was just more of a street term. P. Diddy, huh? Man, I'll tell you what. It's shocking. It's scandalous. It is absurd.
Cochino.
It is. Yep. Cochino. And, only for those who didn't know, everybody knew about it. The rumors mm-hmm. have been flying around for years. Mm-hmm. P. Diddy was a straight up scandalosa. And now he's finally getting exposed. FBI, DEA, Homeland Security showed up at his door.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, mm-hmm. that dude's a dirty weasel. He left his kids there at the
There's a lot. I'm sure a lot of people have talked about it.
Yeah.
And I have a little clip. Somebody that was kind of named and being there at one of the parties. See if you recognize who this is.
Who is this?
I want to see.
There was an artist there who said, hey, Lecrae, around 1 a.m., make sure you're not here. And I was like, what? You just don't want to be here at 1 in the morning. And I was like, now, my pride kicked in, like, yo, you don't know me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can handle myself. Like, I'm not some little church boy who ain't never seen nothing. Like, I'm good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what you talking about? Well, it's probably 12:30. I'm downstairs. I go downstairs to the studio. I come up out the studio. And I'm headed back upstairs to like the main area where everyone's kind of congregating and hanging out. And the music changed. It was like really hard and heavy at first. And then, you know, like jam and dancing music. And it was a little softer. You know, it was a little more sensual when I came out the studio, started going upstairs. And on my way upstairs, there's like this couch. I won't say how the couch is designed because then that may give away whose party and whose house this was. There was a couch, and on the couch, I saw a couple of guys really going at it hard and heavy. And and I was like, oh, you know, my brain, I'm thinking, well, you know, this celebrity party, people do what they do. As I started moving up stairs, I passed them up and I noticed that it wasn't just those two guys. It was more and more people just going at it. I was like, okay, it's time for me to roll. I'm going to grab my stuff and I'm going to get up out of here. I did not know that's how this went down. So was that shocking? Absolutely. Was I forced or coerced into anything? I was not. But why they felt that comfortable, I don't know. Maybe the invite list, they was like, yeah, all these people. I don't know. I'm shocked that it went down. But I've been to another situation, another person's party, celebrity party, and, you know, a celebrity tapped me on my shoulder, and I was hanging out with them, and they was like, yo, nephew, you might want to go into the other party because this cabana, we about to close it up. And they closed up the cabana, and there was about three or four big name artists in there. And a whole bunch of ladies start walking in that cabana, and a security guard stood in front of the door. Hey.
Well, even a former bodyguard of Sean Diddy Combs has come forward with new claims about the alleged sex trafficking parties that some famous rapper would have in his home. He said he had politicians, princes, and some even preachers to the gathering. So, and of course, you may have heard the reports that he had cameras in every room. He has a lot of people, and a lot of people, the government's now involved. We heard a lot. It sounds like a movie. So the question I pose, and actually not offended, Pastor Anthony's show and all the pastors there brought up a point. Why are preachers and Lecrae and artists who are of the faith even in the environment in the first place? Mm-hmm. And so what are your thoughts on this, Omar, since you can set it up a little bit?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I get it. Sometimes you want to have a relevance or whatever it is, or you're trying to be a light in a dark place. But there's a certain point where it's just, okay, this is not the place. This is not the right time. This is not that opportunity for this to go forward. You know what I mean? And so, you can always gauge a room. You can always gauge your audience. I'm like, this, well, are you actually being a witness? You know, there's always the what do you want to say? When Jesus says, oh, he was hanging around with the drunkards and sinners. Yeah, but he wasn't one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. And he was changing lives. If you're not there changing lives, somebody's being influenced. Either you're influencing or you're being influenced.
Right.
So, I mean, I get it. You're trying to be an influence. You're trying to be whatever. But at a certain point, you got to just say, no, I'm out. You know, sometimes, yeah. you know, go places around family or whatever like that. You show up, you say hi, and you say bye. Mm-hmm. And this ain't the crowd. This ain't for me. And then that's it. But I mean, obviously, we don't have access to stuff like that. You know, if you were ever invited out to Diddy's house back in the day, not now, you better not show up now. Now that you're like, I want to go. Like, if you go now, we know what's up with you. but if you back then, yeah. I'm sure anybody would have taken that opportunity to be like, okay, yeah, I want to go mm-hmm. see. This mm-hmm. is, you know, you heard about, you know, does all these great parties or not that they're great or anything really.
Yeah.
But it's all the same. They have access to excess, and I don't know what it's like to have the world. Jesus knows what it's like to be tempted with the world, to have everything offered to him. I don't know. Some people just don't got the juice to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyways.
Yeah. It seems kind of very tempting. They have celebrity pastors. They want to be in that crowd. And this is yet they're trying to witness to them. I get that. You're trying to be there. Everybody needs a pastor. But you see Justin Bieber be strong in his faith. But I guess apparently in the past, he's spent a lot of time with Diddy, a lot of questions being raised. What do you think about this, Mr. Ben? I know he's a very major star of yours. I walked in your house one time. You had posters up of Diddy. I didn't know about him.
I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
What are your thoughts on this?
I would agree with Omar there. I mean, what are you doing there in the first place? You know, I mean, we all have those friends in our lives as believers, like, you just know not to go to where they invite you. It's just simple, you know, as much as I would want to go. But then again, it is a different scale. It's like, that's P. Diddy mm-hmm. or whoever yeah. you look up to. And it's like, curiosity kills at the same time. So, but it's hard. Like, it's hard, man. You got to know where to draw that line. You got to have boundaries in your life. And just the lack of, I feel like I look at Lecrae the way he talks. I just feel like there's like a huge lack of accountability in his life. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, bro. Like, P. Diddy's inviting you to a party. Like, yeah, sure. You're not Jesus in the first place. Right. Like, yeah, sure. You're going to hang out. Like, you just know. You just know that we all have that in our lives. So it's, you just don't go. You just don't go.
So then he self-admittedly saying like his pride. Hold on, even though it was midnight, you know, mama used to say nothing happened. Nothing good happens after 10, right?
Yeah, 10.
You know, so it's like you should have dipped by 10, bro. But no, you pushed the line. So
he should have left the moment he saw what was happening in the beginning instead of keep going. Right. And then.
Yep. The reputation. He had to hear what was happening there before he even got there. So he knew what he was getting himself into.
He was obviously getting warned ahead of time. If somebody was telling him to be out by a certain time, that should have, that tells you somebody was already telling him stuff.
Yeah,
it's really shady. I know that you're trying not to, you look at those red flags, you don't go to your friend's house. I know, is that why you don't go to Aaron's house no more or what?
Dang. Dang, bro. Really, that's so scandalous.
Setting me up here, man. Sorry for you to hear like this, Aaron.
No, Aaron, I know that you get fired up when people kind of like ride the fence, and then you try to help. You're very helpful to a lot of young men. You're a very great mentor, and you know you call people out, you hold people accountable. But this is like,
so you're like Church Diddy.
No Diddy, bro. No Diddy. Diddy. No Diddy.
I've been helping out a lot of youngsters.
As long as you're not Aaron Jakes or something. Oh. 80 Jakes. Okay. Just kidding.
Wow. Poor Aaron, he hasn't even got to say a word yet.
Come on, Aaron. Come on, Aaron. You got this, bro.
I didn't know this was an intervention, but since we're here. I'm all for being all things to all men, so they could know the good news of Jesus Christ. Like, I am 100% about reaching out people and meeting them where they are. But you come to a spot where even I even in church, there was a situation that I went through where you had to ask yourself, am I being a good friend? Or am I being an accomplice now to what's going on? And when you get to that point, you have to check yourself, because yes, you want to be that friend. Yes, you want to be that light. Yes, you want to be that salt. But yet you're going to get to a point now to where you're just in the same group now, right? Because they're naming these pastors' names, right? Mm. And maybe they weren't there. You know, maybe they were there for good intentions and all this stuff. But because you didn't draw that line, now you went from being a spiritual influence, now you're an accomplice, you know?
Yes.
And for me, it's always been that struggle. Even now, as I get older and maturity and accountability, you start learning those things in your life. And so it motivates you to be accepting and loving and come as you are. But also, too, there's that other side to the coin of accountability, of being able to say, hey, this, we love you, but what you're doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, we love you. We accept you. Please come. But right here, this situation, you got to stop doing that. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard, man. It's difficult. But, you know.
Oof, that's some good stuff.
Diddy. No Diddy.
No Diddy.
Dang.
Wife, I know you said a lot of great stuff already. Anything to add anymore to that?
No, I think I agree with what everybody's saying, like with Omar. You know, why go? I get it. It's, you know, it's about, like you said, being relevant, trying to, you know, stay up in the, you know, everybody's front line vision and be like, you're cool, you're in, you're hip, whatever. But he knew ahead of time what he was getting into. And, you know, they say, tell me who your friends are, I'll tell you who you are. And who you hang around with is who you become. You want to be a millionaire, you hang around millionaires.
I'm out of here. I'll see you guys later.
I'm coming.
That's so true. With, you know, it's, I think, and you know what? But people want to be rich like him. He's a billionaire now, I guess. And he had a lot. He knew how the business was run. And people want to be like him. He was like the devil, right? The devil's offering the old things. Money, dang. Sex, all the things that people will sell their souls for. And it's like the tales of oldest time. And that's what we see the world is using, the same tools, the tactics. It's distorting. We're going on and on with here with Diddy. A lot of people have covered this. I just wanted to just talk about it for a brief moment and just say, you know what? A lot of us Christians could be tempted, and the enemy knows what our hidden desires are. Mm-hmm. And I think those who are Christians got to watch out and keep that guard up. Okay, the next segment we're going to call Culture Crisis. We've talked about some of these things. We have fun with this, but just to show, expose what is happening. And this next one here, I think Van can identify with this because it has to do with identifying.
Hi, guys. So my name's Dasha. I'm a furry. And I'm going to be teaching you guys some ways that my friends and I meow to one another to communicate when words seem a little too difficult. So here we go. Okay, so first off, we have the normal meow that we just use mostly to get each other's attention.
Serious?
Meow.
Yeah. Okay, then we have the dissatisfied meow. Aaron's memorizing them. We only use this one on rare occasions because overall we're a very happy kitten family.
Try it.
Okay, then one of the most important ones for our kitten family is that I want to go potty meow. But definitely not least is our in heat meow, and we use this when we need a little bit more special kitten attention, if you know what I mean.
Bro, what did I?
Let's hear it, Aaron. Let's hear it. Yeah.
Oh my God. My ears are violated, bro.
That's so gross.
But she's not.
This is very getting more and more common. Here's another one. Just keep it going. Here is. Is it a mental health crisis? Look at this. If that isn't bad enough, here, look at this.
You guys spoke and I listen. I'm making all the bathrooms at my concerts not only gender neutral, but species neutral. I will be providing litter boxes in the bathrooms for all animal identifying concert goers on my tour.
So this
now
is
that's
not sad.
Inclusivity in action.
Okay, so.
And so you can take a deuce in there.
He would do it too, huh?
He's thinking about it. He's thinking about it.
He's like, I'm not could I?
Cover and that. You got to do that noise.
Dude.
Dang, he's not even get a little. Not even get a little spray of the litter.
Oh, my. Where are we going? Where are we going?
Let's just say it again. The devil's a liar. Okay.
Good.
So the distortion, the confusion that's happening, I know.
Uh-huh. Like, that's how, but that's how crazy it is. Like, it is hilarious, bro. Like,
I know.
I'm gonna tell you how to meow. Just meow now. Get a job. Like, go to work.
They work at PetSmart, fool.
All the cats hide when they see her. Hey, she'd be asking for too much, eh?
Hey, bro. Hey, girl, I want to spoil you. Come on, let's go down to PetSmart.
I should have bought some stock in some kitchen, man.
Okay, so you would think this is like, oh man, I heard this. If a plug for the Not Offended podcast, you will see it, Not Offended with Pastor Anthony Flores.
Yes.
Shout out. We're doing amazing. Okay, so
catch your breath.
I'm trying to catch my breath of all that meowing.
He's over there practicing. He better not meow tonight, Naomi.
Hey, there's like 12 cats lying. Outside.
Hey, we're all leaving. All right, bye, you guys. And all we hear is,
He's pretty good.
You meows impressed him. Look at that.
Him and Aaron. They're catcalling right now.
You're grooming on meow.
Dude. Ben just starts purring.
No. No.
Okay, let's see if you can keep a straight face. This is a real person, a real professional person in the court of law.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh.
That's a. What's going on?
He's a prosecutor.
My client. Yeah, I just met her. She's really nice. She's really smart. She sounds like she's got the right idea of things. I really support what she's up to, and I think it's fabulous. How about that?
God, she's accused of, what is it, criminal trespass?
In the first degree, yes.
Is she innocent or guilty?
She's innocent, of course.
She's innocent, okay. Well, she's caught on video being arrested and protesting and allegedly protesting. Uh-huh. So I'm trying to get all sides. So
my client has pled not guilty. My name is Stephanie Mueller. I'm in the directory for the Washington State Bar Association. You can look me up.
Okay. Stephanie, thank you for your time.
Trans public defender Stephanie Mueller, 70, opens up. Opens up about changing gender late in life and reveals small town Washington has been accepting of her new image with her large surgically enhanced breasts. They had to put a blur on that because it's very, very revealing. This is happening in the courtroom. The judge is allowing it and is very, I have no words to say about this. It's just, this is just a.
What is her position?
She is a
public defender.
Thank you.
Or there's like their district or something.
So like if you get arrested, you can't afford a lawyer.
Okay.
Then they're on the list of people who would.
Defenders got it. No, yeah. I thought she was.
That thing's going to defend you.
I'm like, what?
What thing?
That what you
said? It's like, hello. Oh. Ben, what are you thinking right there?
I would rather go to jail if she came out. I'm going to jail.
No. She?
Yeah, she. I'm being nice.
Misgender.
I'm saying she. She, whatever.
They, them.
That
she will not defend me. No.
So it's wild. Getting really distorted. I thought I'd show that real quick. Not, it's blurred out.
Live in prison.
Aaron. Oh, Aaron. Yeah. Huh? I was going to say you look.
I look like him or what? What did I just say, bro?
Never mind.
Oh, my God.
That's I was going to say, don't you work in a lawyer's office?
Yeah. None of them look like that.
Bro, that one. That was,
hey, but to be honest, man, that might beat me up, so I won't make fun of
him.
Yeah,
that's the same. Beat up by a 70-year-old bro.
I'm like,
or they're gonna be like, you wouldn't hit a girl, would you?
He's like, equal rights, equal lefts.
Aaron's wow. Like, wow. Aaron's like,
take that out. I'm gonna need a freedom session segment, brother.
Amen.
Okay. I love the Adam's apple cover though.
I know. It's not that.
The choker.
and the apple bender. Okay.
Bro, don't go there. Come back, Phil.
Oh, God.
She was calling me Foul Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
That's what you get. That's what you get.
Yeah,
Foul Phil. You're the one finding all these videos.
Yeah, what's going on your page, man?
Yeah, check his algorithm.
Mine is steaks, tacos,
mine's like shoes, like butchered meat. Like
he's all furries, trans.
That person.
And that guy.
Catch my breath. Oh my gosh.
Hey, dude. This is crazy, man. Yeah,
this is wild.
That's why he's supposed to retire at 65 or 62. You know
he's
what
all
I mean?
70. That
goes over the 70? Ah, come on.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
It's all sweaty.
All
right. Like, I'll step brothers. Why are you so sweaty? I was watching Cops.
Hey, Cops doesn't come on till.
Cops doesn't come on till 3. Vail's over there just.
Oh, no.
Cops.
All right, listen up, you guys. This is what you can do for us right now. This is very, very important. You need to like, subscribe. You need to follow. Yes. You know, go on all of our social medias. I don't even know why I'm doing this because that's what the other YouTubers do. They go, you can do it right here. You know what?
Because you're pointing to something.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys can like here, subscribe here. Look, like, drop a comment. It helps us out. You know what I mean? Just do something. Like, I'm doing something right now. What you I need to do something hand. For us, okay? So okay. That's all. Yeah, go on all our socials. You can find us on YouTube, Twitter, on a pod, anywhere there's a podcast, you can find us.
And they're helping us. I mean, we're thank you God for everything. I mean, TikTok's I think we had 6.9 million now on
6.9 million on that
one several thousand followers on that. Wow. Approaching 10,000. And wow. Twitter is kind of like way in the bottom, but we really want to get Instagram going. So please, if you follow us,
yeah,
follow Instagram.
On the gram.
That's it. Yeah. Do it for the gram.
The DMs.
Well, you know what?
Hey, time. Bro, take it easy.
Hey, put Ben. I'm single.
Put Ben's app right here. This is
here's Ben's.
Slide into DMs. Let's go.
His phone number right here. His social security. His card.
He's looking for a sugar mama.
At least put his handle. His app.
His cash app.
Watch out.
Hey, what's your app on on Instagram? What is it?
My Cash App.
Dang, bro.
You said it.
What is it on Instagram?
Really? It's Dareli Benz. So Dareli underscore B3NZ. Yeah, I know. I just never changed
Dareli
it.
Dareli Benz.
Dareli. It's a.
If you go Dareli. To Instagram and those who don't follow us, I mean, those who.
I follow
him. We follow Ben. Just type Ben and he'll pop up.
There perfect. Come on. Single? Yes. You're single, bro?
Single, man. Let's go.
Let's go. Not for long.
Hey. Watch
out. Not for long. Hey, 6.9.
Hit that boy up.
Let's go.
Hit our boy up.
Hey, I got. Since
we're trying to help your mom out, bro.
I'm
gonna we're trying to get
in.
Her a grandbaby.
I'm going to sneak this in really quick. Here is. I know you're single, and so we got a profile for you.
Oh, Lord.
Would you go click on this profile?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it's gonna be Phil at the end.
It's me. Oh no. It's me.
That's a dude.
She's a dude.
The secret's out. There's that Asian chicks right there.
Yeah, that's what Aaron does, huh?
Asian chicks.
Dude, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah. Well,
look, look at him. He was look at him. He was.
That's what he does.
On that.
Don't be liking on them. Pictures, bro. Dang.
On that note, it's time for
sourced from around the web for your delight. Here's your memes and clips of the week.
Today's competitors, we have the two champions that are here.
Let's go.
She lost.
I'm here. So Kayla's not here.
Oh, good. So Omar. That's the number one hater, bro. She's the number one hater on my reels, man.
It's so personal.
Let me know.
Breathe.
Let it be known.
Let it be known.
Okay, so we have Naomi and Kayla. Omar. So once we play them, Ben, how this works, we're going to play three videos each. Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Whatever the total, what makes you laugh of the total three the most is you're going to vote for one or the other. Okay. All right.
Do you know whose videos are who? Are you going to say who's the who's? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I would do it.
You don't have to. I'm just saying. You know.
Okay.
Unbiased.
He wants to make sure blind. He gets credit.
Blind. Do you want blind?
Let's go blind.
Let's go blind. Okay.
Let's go blind. Hey, shout out to anybody who's blind. That's not what I mean. You know what I mean? Oh, let's just go unknown. Unbeknownst to us.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Here it is.
Number one.
Number one.
In nomine Patris et Filii.
Man, that boy got saved. Look at him, man. He's making disciples already.
Wow, that's good.
All right. Wrong one. Okay.
That's a little.
He's a Bishop Rover.
He's in it, man. Look at
all right,
him.
Here we go.
That's pretty creepy.
In the beginning, what did it say?
Yeah. I'm healing from a surgery on my eye. Please excuse my appearance.
Spike.
Let's go to that. That's it.
It is like my
yeah.
All right.
I'm beating that in a fight.
Man. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Boy, you're about to get a bacterial infection. That's going to be you next. Hey. There goes old blind Ben. Old blind Ben.
You know what they call him now? One eye Ben.
There you go. One eye Billy.
With the googly come eye.
On. Get cool. Man. All right. Here we go. Number three.
The heck?
Oh wow, God. That's actually really real, man. I love my Asian people out there. Stop Asian hate. I love
what Stop Asian hate.
Asian on Asian crime right there, man.
I'm out.
What was that?
Who sent you that in poster?
We're not going to tell you who sent that.
Okay, here's number one. Okay, oh that was one set, Ben, Mr.
Okay,
Ben.
That was
and
the
here's,
first set.
Number three. We're going to vote on this, by the way.
All right, so the bro reckons he could drop me, but I think I'm too conditioned, so let's find out. Hey, oh, whenever you're ready, no, brother. God.
Oh, boy. What's up with beating on Asians? What's up with the Asian theme here? Hey, shout out to Ooze Gang. That's my guy. Shout out to Ooze Gang.
All right, so the bro reckons he could drop me, but I think I'm too conditioned, so let's find out. Hey, whenever you're ready, brother.
Hey, that's my guy. I love that dude, man.
Dude, that guy blew up, bro.
Dude, he's good, man. I love him. Shout out.
Okay, number two. Doing the number two. Here we go.
Yes, my cheap husband.
Oh, my God.
Just wait for it.
That way I can get my right there. That was her feet. That was her feet. Jocelyn.
What?
I know I'm not crazy. I know I am not crazy. She put her foot in those taquitos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stevie Wonder saw that she put her foot in those taquitos, lady. I know y'all saw that. I know y'all.
I follow that guy.
Okay, you can't eat at everybody's house.
What?
Yeah.
A little bit before that.
It's around
or
here.
Or the frying.
Okay.
Keep going.
It's the shredding.
Just wait for it.
Right there.
Oh, my God.
For her extra, cheating husband.
Yeah.
It's that extra salt.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, bro, is that queso fresco?
So, number three, here we go.
I like to
this is some weird pepper.
Kids, sexual predator. Sexual predator, run, kids, run. Put them on the community page, dirty bugger.
You gotta be careful nowadays, man. Hey. You can't be around the park anymore.
Can't even kick it at the park.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right.
Put them on the community page.
Okay.
It must be from New Zealand.
Okay. Mr. Ben, it's time for a decision for your vote.
You know, after careful consideration, I got to go with the second set, man. That was Ooze Gang. The feet one was kind of weird. That one I almost swayed the other way, but
that one was for Phil.
That was for Phil. Is that how you cook, Phil?
Sometimes this one here really got Aaron. Aaron.
You blur that out, bro.
I'm always worried about my videos. All we can send whatever we want.
I don't find that funny. I don't find it funny.
Oh, man.
We don't necessarily endorse this. I didn't pick these videos. I don't see these videos because I'm for freedom of speech, but I disagree.
Kimchi is good.
Okay, so Aaron, what is your vote?
My vote?
Yes.
I gotta go with Ooze Gang.
Hey, blow, dude. He's
okay.
Good.
Will the real winner please stand up? Please stand up.
That's me. I'm the winner.
He stood up. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. It was. I'm sorry. No.
Dang, bro. And who invited this dude, man?
This guy, man? You're about to like take it all in.
I was about ready to celebrate.
Then he hits you in the face.
Got the new. I thought we got rid of the hater. She wasn't here. But now with the new hater. Right here.
Whenever you're ready, brother.
You got.
Oh.
Mean right hook right there, man.
Okay. What the other one with the guys that are Asian? I saw that video and I sent it to one of my friends who's Chinese, and I go, "Is this real?"
Oh, it's real.
Yes,
and she goes, "Yeah, We actually do that. I was like, oh my God, you guys are so
crazy. Crazy fact is I lived in Japan for 6 years.
Oh my God.
Wow. Wow.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I love Japanese culture, man.
Yeah.
They're very in my, nice my background check. I
yeah, how about up. That?
Yeah, that one. You didn't get that
missed
one.
That one, Philip.
You didn't dive Woo. Deep enough.
Yeah, foul Phil missed it.
Wow. Security.
Thank you, Omar.
But it is real. Thank you, guys. I will stand by that. It is real.
For rubbing off my wife calling me that now. But
all
right.
That's all good. Foul Phil, Filthy Phil, all of them. If you need more, let me hit me up.
Well, it's time for...
Crime for Crazy Sponsors with Aaron.
All right, we're going back at it again. Our first sponsor tonight is a Limon Siete. It's your first experience of just getting high blood pressure at 8 years old. Just having that candy, man. You had the homies that were eating too much of it. You know, their tongue looking like dried mud. Mm-hmm. But if you're really good at selling them, the older homies, you know, they called you over so you could start selling extracurricular things, wow. You know?
Whoa.
But, oh, yeah, my gosh. This is the gateway candy.
It's the gateway candy to too many things. Too many things. You thought you lost your taste buds in COVID, but it was really Limon Siete that killed all your taste buds at a young age.
That's right.
Go over. At a young age, but you gotta keep having them. Our second sponsor tonight for our wonderful podcast is the Uniform Cholo Bout. It was Chris Essential that you had this. Mm-hmm. It was an engineer technique to be able to lock it in that lock.
Yep.
If you had extra money, you could even put your, you know, the letter of your last
name,
your little marijuana plant, even though you never smoked weed in your life. You would still have it, right? Just to be tough.
No, not me.
I hated wearing this because like all the cholos, they were able to let them hang, but I would put it on and mine just like a dangle a little bit. It's all good. Someday.
Put a shoelace on it to make it longer.
I'm going
to
buy you one, bro.
He's on extra, someday.
Extra long sleeve.
Don't even care. I got you.
All right, our third one and last one.
Dang. Wow.
People think texting and driving was dangerous. No.
No.
Looking through your CD library, going through all the mixtapes that you have, going through all of the envelopes, every CD, even the double disc, you had them all. And still finding the right jam. It was just a beautiful day to have all the songs, all your music, everything. Forget Apple Music, Spotify, all that. You had these wonderful giant books. Sad is the day if someone stole them. all that stuff, you leave it in the sun. They get all burnt and everything. But it was just a beautiful thing to have that back in the day. You had any music for any occasion. And that's our last sponsor.
Wow. We got a bonus one I want to put up here.
Oh, we have a bonus one.
Yeah, a bonus one you did send at the very end. Oh. So let's see if I can get this up here right. There you go.
Hymnos de Gloria.
If you grew up in church, you either had a hymnal or the hymnos. If you were super holy, you already knew what number was your jam. Before, when you were going up in church, you'd have a little board and they'd put up the number, what number you knew to look up.
Wow.
If you were like super, super holy, you had your own. You didn't have to use the one that was in the pew. Yep. You already bought your own, even though that was yours, because you could carry the glory of God with
That's
you
my mom.
Everywhere you went. Next to the Bible, it was that book, and you couldn't go to church without them. You were ready to go. And for some reason, they never sang the third verse of the song. There's always one, two, and four. I don't know why, but that's just what they do. No one knows the third verse of any of these songs, but you can shout out your favorite numbers in the comments if you want. But the Hymno de Gloria, the hymnal, wherever you grew up. If you have them, let me have them, because I'm looking for one in English.
But I think I have one.
In English.
It's kind of burgundy.
But that's our wonderful sponsor for tonight, the little extra edition for his glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right, give it up for Aaron, those crazy sponsors. All right.
Man, that was good.
All right, Mr. Ben, it was a first day again. Thank you for being part. You survived.
Yes,
was it
I did.
What you expected, or what were your thoughts?
It was a journey, man.
We went up a journey?
Yeah, man. We went to places I never thought we'd go.
Just don't stop believing.
Don't okay. stop believing. Dang. But it was fun. Wow, thank you.
Journey,
thank
you. Don't stop.
Look at the face. That's
the face, Phil. Am I getting
yes, that's it. Right there.
Oh, come on, yes. man.
No, it's not you, bro. It's him.
Okay, good. Good.
All right. Well, thank you again for being part of us. This is for episode number 10, take 2. And don't forget to follow, share, subscribe. And we are, that's it for
Delusions.
Thank you for being with us. See you next time.
Meow. That was good. That was perfect.
Thanks for diving deep with us on the Delusions podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing to the podcast on your favorite platform. By doing so, you'll never miss an opportunity to dive deep with us again, and you'll help us grow our community of curious minds. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Delusions.
Delusions.
To our guest here, so I just getting to know you. You're in worship, and I hear that you actually you've been holding back on a secret talent that you had growing up.
You guys just talk.
So
a secret talent.
Yeah, I never heard about this before. I mean, we were always searching on the worship team. We have nobody. We're looking for different musicians, different singers, and we're looking for a drummer. And you are just standing there, not going on the drums. You play drums?
You play drums?
No.
You play drums?
Whoever told you that lied. So I as a pastor's kid, you're automatically on the worship team.
It's true.
No worship team.
Okay.
So we were renting out this warehouse that had drums in it. And my dad made me play the drums. I am horrible. Don't put that out there. You don't want me on the
drums. You know, last episode, I think we had about 15,000. So I think there's going to be a few people know that you play drums. So we're recruiting you for the worship team. You may have heard of Adventure Church. You on
I heard about that church. Love them. So good.
So last thing, I heard that you have a goal, or you kind of like,
man, this is a deep dive. This is a
21 questions right here, man.
Comprehensive exposure of Ben.
Investigator.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not a guest, man.
My goodness.
So what is this about you beating an alligator?
Oh my God.
There you go.
This is Aaron.
You go what?
We've been fighting over this topic for a few weeks now.
I think I can. You put me in an alligator in a room. I'm walking out with some new boots. With some new boots.
Yeah, prosthetic legs.
No.
Exactly.
Hey, man, Gucci boots, everything. I'm coming out with them. I believe it. An alligator will not beat me. It will not take me. The Lord goes before me.
Oh, God.
Wow. Okay. How did that even come up, Aaron? What was the whole thing about the alligator? Like, how did that just randomly come up in the conversation?
Just welcome to our brains and our conversations that we have outside the house.
At the office. Shout out to the office.
Yes.
In the office. Okay. All right. I do have another one. I do have another one here. Okay. Just late breaking here.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Late breaking.
You hurt your mom? She fell or something?
Oh. You pushed your mom?
Mother's Day is coming up. Shout out to my mama. I love you.
All right.
You got to say sorry, you. Too.
I know. I'm guessing you want the story.
Yeah, what happened?
So, you know, I was a bad little kid. I can't remember what age. I was in middle school. But, you know, I pride myself on being the athlete of the family. So I do say it is top five most athletic things I've done in my life.
Yep.
I can't. No, I don't know. I got in trouble for something. And, you know, if you guys know Samoan moms, I'm guessing they're pretty close to Mexican culture.
Yes.
She's chasing me with the broom.
Oh, yeah.
So she's chasing me. So I lived in the housing, Lanaquila housing, shout out. And in the housing, the backyard is, you kind of share it with everybody. You know, Pete, there's buildings behind and they can see you. So I'm backed up in a corner. My friends are, they're all seeing me getting chased by my mom. And my mom got me in a corner. So shout out to her. That takes a lot. Oh. She has the broom and she's chasing me. and I hit her with a mean two-step, man. I go right and go left, man. And she rolled her ankle and she fell down, and it was hard. I was really hard because I felt proud of myself a little bit. But my mom was on the ground. I sound like a bad guy right now. My mom loves you. But yeah, she fell down, rolled her ankle with the broom. And and I remember all my friends are outside just sitting on the stairs looking at me like, yo, what is going on? And my mom's yelling from the ground, leave, don't ever come back. And I was like, in front of all my boys, I had a lot of pride. And I was like, let's go, boys. I got to go. I need a place to stay. I came back later on that evening and my dad was home. So you know how that went. And,
So you got
maybe R.I.P. To the nalga.
Man, I think you have like.
Anybody need a napkin?
Here, pass that down to Aaron. He needs a little.
Pass it down to Aaron.
We need a makeup crew. Hey, call the Mac girlfriend you had, bro.
I know.
We need her to do makeup for you. Freshen you up. Get a little powder.
I'm not telling Aaron anything anymore.
Nothing's a secret, man. Everybody tells everything on me. I'm tired of Aaron. He was my confidant.
I believe it. He was my confidant.
Were you surprised by all that?
A little bit, yeah.
Hey, dude.
Poor Ben.
Alligator. I would.